Yep. Look who's here, Kirk Minahan. Kirk, good to have you here.
You know, I thought about this. The net value of your last two guests is like almost $2 billion.
Insane.
It's really unbelievable. If you really
think about it. So the net value of our last two guests and all of us is about $2 billion.
And two jets, I think, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Have we done well?
You know, we didn't think of it that way.
Yes,
but
that's how I always think of it.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty funny.
And how beautiful it is to be in Minneapolis during the Super Bowl. It's so great. I was thinking when they got the award, I was like, I hope it's minus 25. I hope I walk right into the wind every single day and go to Radio Row, get Cajun. This is ridiculous. This is like, you know, Shangri-La. Have you been to Radio Row yet?
I have.
Molly, go to Radio Row.
It's madness.
Just throw water on it. Hold some people down.
Yeah.
Throw some food at them. It's a disaster.
It's weird because usually at Super Bowls, when you go to that portion, the media area in Radio Row, it's not that busy. I mean, there's a lot of media types and even players and celebrities milling around, but
well, the fans are so close this year.
It's the biggest mall in America.
Yeah, I mean, the
fans are right behind you and sometimes three and four deep, depending on who the guest is.
I was surprised this morning. I didn't realize you guys were already so close. When I saw you this morning at 5 a.m. with your matching suits, power walking through the Mall of America, I was really impressed. You guys could move.
You could tell that was us.
That was really good. I know you had that sweatsuit, Jay.
Get out of their way, too.
Right.
I mean, they are taking prisoners.
They are not messing around. They're not messing around.
We'll truck you over. How has your Super Bowl week been?
Oh, I'd say busy. I'd say we've been in the news a little bit, as our show always is. It's been fine,
right?
You know, which is good. It's been busy. Obviously, we had an incident with one of our guys last week. Alex Reamer, who's on our show occasionally, is on DEI, where I am, said something about Tom's daughter Vivian, which was stupid. And you know, there's no upside to it.
Have you talked to Alex? I'm sure you have.
A little bit. Yeah.
What has he said about it?
He feels dumb. He reached out to Brady. He reached out to the Patriots. Tom comes on our show every week on Monday. Was not thrilled with us. Hung up quickly, and I think we've mended fences. Jerry Callahan and I talked to him yesterday before his press conference. I think we're good. And, you know, as a dad, I totally get it. I do get it. You can say whatever you want. The one thing you don't do, obviously, is you don't make fun of somebody's kid.
Yeah, off limits.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
What's it like being those guys that have that access to Tom Brady every week? Because that's very rare.
It's rare, and I do think the one thing we do is we are able, if you guys have listened to it, dig a little deeper. We get 15, 20, 25 minutes, and we talk to Brady about things he just doesn't talk about. Now, obviously, with the documentary and the other stuff now, you've seen more of Brady than before. But it's good, and the thing about Tom with us is it makes news, no matter what you talk about. And I do think for him now, versus even a year, two, 3 years ago, I mean, you have, number one, you have Deflategate. Mm-hmm. Number two, you have Trump. So I think Brady now feels whatever he says, whether he's careful, not careful, whether he means it, doesn't mean it, is going to blow up and become massive. I mean, this story with Alex was the biggest story in America.
It was.
For a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
huge.
The timing's bad. Nothing's going on. It's been a slow Super Bowl week. When he talked about Trump, he said he had a Trump hat in his locker.
Yeah.
And it became a big story. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he can't win. I do get that.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
So what do you make then, Kirk, of his decision to peel back the curtain even more? He's very private. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets the documentary crew into his home, into his life, and see a Tom Brady that we've never seen before. What do you make of that decision?
I do think, though, I think he's going to play for another couple of years for sure. I do wonder if he thinks, well, maybe it's now time professionally for people to see this side of me for when my career's done. You know, open up. And I think the next part comes out today at noon, right?
It does.
The next Brady. So I think at some point you'll see a little more about the TB12 stuff, about the clinic. I mean, that's part of what he's doing. He's a salesman.
Sure.
But it is surprising. If you had said to me 2 years ago there'd be a documentary where Brady is on the phone with Josh McDaniels talking about specific Patriot plays, I would have said that's never, ever, ever going to happen, ever.
What's crazy
about Brady is he looks younger than he did when he was 25.
He does.
I ran into Alex Guerrero the other night at the mall here, and Alex is 53 years old. He looks like he's like 22. Whatever they're doing is clearly working.
It is working.
I don't know what it is. I'm obviously not doing it.
It's like he's Benjamin Button. He's aging backwards.
It's true. Like 2 years from now, he's going to be an infant. He's going to be like 4 years old.
He'll be playing in the Pop Warner Super Bowl in two years.
I got to tell you, so Guerrero and I have had some issues over the years.
Yeah.
So I've never really met him. The other night, I'm at the mall. I'm here. I decided to pop in late and do a show with a buddy of mine for like 10 minutes. And I've been seeing, have you been walking around at all?
Yeah.
I've been there a few times.
Have you seen this cookie dough store at the food court?
No, but where is it? You can smell it.
Go here, Molly, and take a left. You'll run into it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking in my mind all day, I'm like, I'm going to indulge. I'm going to get cookie dough, just a big thing of cookie dough.
Uh-oh.
I get it. Turn around. I take two steps, and literally the first person I see is Alex Guerrero.
You're kidding me.
The first person I see. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. I said, you are judging me with your eyes.
Yeah, you're dough boy forever now to him.
And he said, no, you can eat it. He said, you look great. You run. Eat it all. But I said, I'm definitely not going to do this now. You're lying to me. You don't mean that.
It's not.
We had a good talk, though. And, you know, I actually think that helped. We talked to Tom the next day, too. So, but it's, I mean, you can say whatever you want about Guerrero. I know how controversial he is, but from Brady's perspective, how can you argue with the results?
Well, the results are there. Yeah, just look at the numbers.
Right, it's impossible.
Who gets better? Who is an MVP at 40 years old?
Nobody.
There's never been a Super Bowl winning quarterback at 40 years old.
Nobody. And I'd ask you guys, and I understand there may be some bias here, but if you had to pick a team right now to represent the AFC a year from now, if you had to pick one team,
you'd be dumb to say anyone
right.
else.
I mean, you have to, right? Yeah. I mean, Jacksonville doesn't have a quarterback.
But, you know, everybody, Kirk, wants to kick dirt on this thing.
Right.
Because obviously they've become the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
everyone hates a winner.
Right. Yeah,
I think
bigger.
So too.
In the world
it's
of
bigger.
Social media,
because
this is the first social media dynasty. The Spurs
absolutely.
The Spurs are in San Antonio.
Spurs
NBA's
are
not
too,
as big.
They're Spurs
sort of,
are too vanilla to hate.
Right, exactly. You have Belichick, you have Brady, you have the Krafts, you have the NFL, which is a monster. Mm-hmm. Throw in all the other stuff. Throw in the fact, which I get, if you live in wherever, I don't know, where'd you grow up?
Cleveland.
If you grew up in Cleveland, which they've been successful as well during this
I love
run.
My teams, but I wish they'd win.
If you grew up in Cleveland, how sick would you be 20 years of Brady and Belichick?
You know what? I'll tell you, though, Kirk, for me, and I think we talked about this earlier in the week, because you went to BC, you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
For me as an observer and just somebody who can appreciate greatness when they seize it, and I saw it with Jordan, and that was against a Cavaliers team that probably could have made an NBA Finals.
They would have made the Finals one year.
In that stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point, you have to just sit back and put the hate down and say, we're seeing something that we've never seen before. And I feel really comfortable, Kirk, in saying we're never going to see this again.
Oh,
think about
no
the,
doubt.
No.
And I'm not saying it's the end of Brady's career, because by no means does it seem to be. But who bookends an 18-year career with 3 out of 4, a chance to do it again.
Well, also,
and never coming down in that talent cycle, never going 4-12 in
also
that stretch.
Also, in a league where they want you to go 8-8.
It's built for parity.
Free agency,
salary cap. It's unbelievable. At some point, you got to sit back and just say, I appreciate this.
Sure. And then for Patriots fans, and most of them know it, I mean, this. I grew up in Boston.
Right.
This was not life as a Patriots fan for Kirk Minahan when he was 6 years old in Billerica, Massachusetts. This was 2-14. This was Schaefer Stadium. This was a disaster. Then all of a sudden, Kraft comes in. Parcells, who was a big factor. Mm-hmm. Bledsoe, I think, also brought life to the franchise. And now Belichick and Brady. And it's been, you're right, this run, I think it's what they've done for sports talk show host Jerry Callahan says this all the time. They've ruined debates. Greatest quarterback ever, gone. Greatest coach ever, gone.
Sure.
It's
greatest
stale.
Dynasty ever, gone. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. It's over.
Well, so true. And kids,
they're running up the score on everybody else
they are.
In those debates.
Yeah.
So true. And kids in New England now, like we were looking out at the rally heading ahead to this, and there were kids that say, you know, I'm 17, 16 years old. All I've known is Tom Brady and greatness and the Patriots being so dominant. Do you think there's ever a world where Tom Brady – and or Bill Belichick are ever with another team?
Brady, I would say no. I think what we've learned over the last couple of months with Garoppolo and all this stuff, Brady's not. We saw Jonathan Kraft yesterday. Brady's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick, I guess maybe if he decided he wanted to try something else. But if you said, is it going to happen? I would say no. More likely than not, Belichick. Brady's not. We're done now. Brady's not going anywhere. It's over. They may draft a quarterback this year, next year, for the future. But I believe if you watch the part of the documentary with Tom House the other day. House said to him, 45. I do believe Brady has that number in his mind.
I do too, yeah.
And if he stays healthy, which is a huge, huge if.
Of course.
Why can't he play until he's 45?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
Another thing with House that was so amazing is that Brady was working his butt off to get 1%
better. That's what House
there
said,
is,
yeah.
Well, that's what
no
the greatest
like
do. They look for that inch, wherever it might be.
Right.
And they do everything in their power, particularly when they know. Tom's not talking retirement, but he knows he's in the twilight of the career.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he heard yesterday that Steve DeBerg played at 45 years old. Right. And I think that more than anything was like, okay, look, if DeBerg was able to do it and Vinny Testaverde, then why not Tom? Someone who probably takes care of their body at that position better than anyone that I've ever
probably
seen.
Probably ever, right?
Before we let you go, we've asked all of our guests this week our Optum prediction. How does it play out? What's the score?
I mean, I'd like to be – how many guys have you asked so far? You have like 96 guests
like,
on the show.
We can't even keep track.
What's been – big Patriots consensus or no?
Oh, almost universal.
Except for the Eagles
Sal
beat writer.
I mean,
Sal Powell wouldn't give us one.
I was told since we're here, we have to pick the Patriots.
No.
That's not a requirement.
I was told I'd be dragged out of here by my feet.
Honest opinion.
Is there a chance that it's the Eagles?
Sure, it's a chance, but I can't – am I going to pick against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick against
Nick
Foles?
You're too smart for that.
No, I'm not. But I'm
against
not
Nick Foles.
Stupid, but I can't do it. 27-21 Patriots, which is about the most boring pick you can have.
No.
But, you know, Is it possible for the first time ever the Patriots play a Super Bowl where they win by a lot of points and it's not competitive? These seven Super Bowls have been unbelievable.
I think anything's possible. I don't think we'll be surprised by any outcome. Other than an Eagles blowout.
If they got blown out.
Yeah,
I mean, 28-3 last year, I was in shock.
Yeah,
but no, Patriots 27, Eagles 21, I think.
All right, I like it. We'll see what happens. Kirk, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week.
I'll do my best.
All right, very good.